Yerushalmi Perek Chaslein to Bavli Zvachim Daf Nun Ches. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chavtes Mabeis at the Mishnah. Rosh Hashoros Oime Shekenegdoi Mechirch Ha'Oime Shechzik Ba'Lalicha Le'ev Shachoi Moidim She'Ein Hashecha. The Mishnah says concerning the beginning of the rose, the sheaf opposite it proves it, and we're going to explain this soon. Now, if the owner took a sheaf intending to bring it to the city and then he forgot it, it's not Shechcha. Elahin Rosh Hashoros. Now these are considered the beginnings of rows. If two people began gathering from the middle of the row, with one facing northwards and one facing southwards, moving away from each other, and they forgot sheaves, those forgotten in front of them are shechcha, behind them are not shechcha. Yochid shehischil meroish hashura v'shachach lefanav l'achrov shelefanav ein hashechcha v'shelachrov shechcha shu b'bal toshuv. If an individual started at the beginning of the row and he forgot sheaves, those forgotten before him are not shechcha, after him are shechcha, because included in the phrase in Dvarim Perek Chaf Dalet Pasuk Yotes, you shall not go back to take it. Zeh klal, now the general rule is, kol shu b'bal toshuv shechcha v'chol she'en b'bal toshuv ein hashechcha. Anything is included in you shall not go back, if shechcha, anything is not included in you shall go back, is not shechcha. And the Gemara says a question, minayin l'rosh hashuris, what's the source that the beginnings of rows are not shechcha? Am Rabbi Yoina ksiv ki siksa ketzurcha besadcha v'shachachta ma she'ata koitze ata shecheach. Rabbi Yoina says the answer is from the pasuk in Dvarim Chaf Dalet Pasuk Yotes, when you shall reap your harvest in the field and you shall forget. From where you begin to harvest can be shechcha. Ad kodayin rosh hashuris. Kama soif shuris omrim. Now the question is, this only teaches the beginnings of rows of standing crops. What about the ends of rows of detached sheaves? And Rabbi Yoina loitoshev lekachtoi mimekoimoi shebasa loitoshev lekachtoi. Rabbi Yoina says the same pasuk also says you shall not go back to take it. Ad kadoin Rosh Hashuris kama v'sof shuris omrim. Rosh Hashuris omrim v'sof shuris kama. Now this only teaches that the beginnings of rows of standing crops and the ends of rows of sheaves. Now what about the beginnings of the rows of sheaves and the ends of rows of standing crops? And Rabbi Yoina Nelef Rosh Hashuris Omrim Me Rosh Hashuris Kama V'Sof Shuris Kama V'Sof Shuris Omrim. Rabbi Yoina says, let's learn beginnings of the rows of sheaves from beginnings of rows of standing crops, and learn the ends of rows of standing crops from the ends of the rows of sheaves. Ha'ime Shekenegdo Mechich. Now the Mishnah taught that the sheaf opposite it proves it. Kate said, how's this case? Ha'yuloi Eser Shuris Shel Asor Asor Omrim. Ime Achas Mehen Sofoin V'Dorom V'Shochach Echa Mehen Eina Shechcha V'Shehi Nidoin Mizrach U'Marov. So if he had 10 rows of 10 sheaves, if he began gathering from north to south and forgot a sheaf in the middle of the row, it's not shechcha, because we can assume he intends to gather afterwards from east to west. And the Gemara asks, Ime mizrach umarav shochachoi mao shiyase shechcha. Now if he then gathered from east to west and forgot that same sheaf, does it become shechcha? Nishmanim enado, Ime es harishon v'sasheni v'sashlishi v'shochach es harovi. Now the answer is, there's two different versions of the ruling of a b'risa. If a person gathered from a row of piles, the first pile, the second pile, and the third pile, but he forgot the fourth pile. So now there's two different versions. If Tani Tani im noter sachamishi harizi shechcha, one version says that if he took the fifth pile, the fourth is shechcha. If Tani 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 im shah litol sachamishi harizi shechcha, the second version is if he delayed enough time to take the fifth pile, the fourth is shechcha. Amar Bun Bachia, Manda Amar Noite Sachamishi Kashe Sham Shishi. Manda Amar Im Sharlitol Esachamishi Kashe Ein Sham Shishi. So Rabun Bachia comes to resolve these two versions, and he says they're not contradictory. In the first version, there's also a sixth pile, so he took three piles and left three piles, and since there are three remaining, they can be considered a separate row. And in version number two, there's no sixth pile, so that only the fourth and fifth remain, and they're still considered to be part of the first row. If he forgot the fourth, even before he took the fifth, it can be considered Shechacha. Im ad shelo noiter es hachamishi lekvar nira es harovi lidoin b'shur, v'ad amar shu shechcha, v'acha nami shechcha. So here's the conclusion. In the first version, before he took the fifth pile, isn't the fourth pile already considered part of the separate row containing the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth, so that it was already saved from shechcha? But you still say that it's shechcha, and here also, in your case, it should be shechcha. Hayo ime echad gadol, ime sad achidsoin b'sad apnimi nidoin b'shur, ime sad apnimi b'sad achidsoin mao shiyadoin k'shur. If one sheaf was large, and there were two small sheaves next to it, if you gather the outer half of the large sheaf, the inner half is viewed as part of a row and it's not shechcha. But if you gather the inner half, can the outer half be viewed as part of the row? Ime sada elyon b'sada tachtoin nidoin b'shura, ime hatachtoin b'sada elyon mao shiyadoin b'shura. Now if you gather the upper half, the lower half is viewed as part of the row. But if you gather the lower half, can the upper half be viewed as part of the row? And the Gemara does not answer these questions.